Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
9:40. Stand by my friend Mindy Rickles in just a second. John, you were just talking about how you saw the Netflix show.
Yes, I saw the actual historical roast by Jeffrey Ross, and it was really funny.
And Mindy plays her dad?
Mindy plays her dad as when he's an army officer back in the 40s or so. And she was great. And I didn't know it was Mindy at first. So I'm like, who does this great impression?
Everybody loved Don, and he was very nice to me. And you aren't really in show business until you're insulted by Don Rickles. And when I did a show in Atlantic City, he said, and I quote, "Oh, radio, yeah. Keep it up, Steve. You're almost in show business." Mindy Rickles has been doing a great job, killing it, doing stand-up, flying back and forth, heading from, I suppose driving, L.A. to Vegas, Vegas to L.A. and back. And she is, as we said, on the... It's Netflix, yes?
Netflix, correct. Yeah,
you would think the host might know. And Mindy and Ed, her husband, one of her three boys, are friends of mine. Nice to talk to you. How are you, Mindy?
Good, Steve. How are you? You got it right when you said one of my three boys, Ed being my husband, right?
He's the most trouble, I would think.
He is. And as my dad would say, we're going to put him away.
You know, Ed and I still stay in touch quite a bit, Ed Mann. Ed had just wonderful things to say about your dad. He really loved your dad.
He did, and they were very close, and my dad, you know, really did. They enjoyed each other's company a lot, and they would laugh together and really have a great time. They were very close.
All right, let's move this away from me, Steve. Thank you.
You know, Mindy, you were nice enough, and Ed was dead set against it, to invite my wife and I to your wedding, and I remember vividly the look on your face when your dad stood up to take the mic, and he did about 5 minutes and crushed everybody in the room.
Oh, yes. I mean, it was great at my wedding. You know, he got up and Bob Newhart and just, you know, it wasn't about me, as it never was. But that's fine. And the best part was when I walked down the aisle and Larry King said, "Where's your dad?"
Yeah, Larry King actually spent most
time had by all and my therapist.
It was a great wedding. Yeah, I vividly remember Larry walking around going, "Tulsa, hello." Going, "Larry, you're not on now. You're not on." So tell me about this Jeffrey Ross special.
Oh, my gosh. It was such an incredible opportunity. It's so crazy. I'd met Jeff Ross just not that long before my dad's memorial, and I spoke just about my dad and whatever, and Jeff said, "Oh, that was so funny," but, you know, he said, "Oh, I hope we work together one day," and that was it. And, of course, he's just such a major influence in comedy now. And then he ended up calling me out of the blue about, 6 months ago, saying, you know, "I'm doing these roasts, and would you like to come on and play your dad?" And I was like, am I that homely? You know.
By the way, no.
Thank you, Steve. But anyway, right. I said, "You're kidding. You're joking." He said, "No, you know, I'm going to put a bald cap on you, and you're going to come out as your dad." You know, when he was in the Navy during, of course, this Anne Frank episode where they celebrate Anne Frank. I mean, Jeff's not roasting Anne, they're really roasting Hitler. And they're celebrating Anne Frank. And my dad was in the Navy during World War II. And so it was a fabulous, you know, experience. I loved it.
John, you're getting high reviews from John DeCuss.
Hello, Mindy. I have to tell you, when I watched it, I did not know it was you at first. It totally threw me off. So then you come out talking, and I'm like, "Holy cow!"
She crushed it.
You got this down. The timing, the looks,
it's almost like she knew him her entire life.
I'm like, this God, she could be his daughter. You know,
I know.
But it totally blew my mind. And it looked so good. But please tell me you had a good time, because you look like you had a good time.
No, I did. I had such a great time, and Jeff made me feel so comfortable, and he's like, "Walk the stage, take the mic, do what you want, you know, sing, dance, whatever," and it was really, it was terrific, because he really, you know, let me do a lot of things. I mean, of course, we had a script, but it was great, because you know, I knew my dad's mannerisms. I, you know, were a little similar. That's why after the marriage, when, you know, Ed got into bed with me and he turned around, thought I was a little attractive, I turn over and that, he saw my dad's face. And then when he saw there was no money there, he was really upset.
Well, you know, one of the things I love about the story of the show, though, is when somebody in show business says, we really should work together someday, that means you're never going to hear from me.
Yeah,
and the fact that Jeff Ross called and you guys put this together, I mean, obviously he was impressed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was shocked. I was like, how are we doing this, you know? And it took, like, you know, 2 hours with the bald cap and the makeup, and it was just, it was weird, you know, seeing, I mean, I know I have... Unfortunately or fortunately, I could do my dad's expressions, but once they put me in the uniform and the whole thing with the hair, it was weird. And I also looked a little bit like my mother, so it was like a weird sort of drag queen, my dad, you know, back and forth. It was disturbing for me in every area.
If show business doesn't cause you to get therapy, I don't know what business would. By the way, if you're not in it, join today. But you're being modest, too, because Mindy's been doing stand-up for a while, and I'm hearing nothing but great things. And you're working in L.A., you're working in Vegas, you're all over.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing it for, you know, about 6 years now, and as I always say, you know, Jeff Garland got me started in it with, you know, major support from Jamie Masada at the Laugh Factory, who I absolutely love, and I have my own show there that... You know, I get to do, and that's amazing. And then, you know, I go to other clubs here, and I've done, you know, some other things. And it's been really fun and just a great time because, you know, I started it. It's not like I've been doing it, I'd like to say, for 35 years. You know, it was something that I started kind of later in life. And, you know, Jeff Garland came to the assisted living facility, and he said, Mindy, listen, why don't you do stand-up, you know?
Right.
So I was a little older when it, you know, when he suggested it, but it's been so much fun, and I've had, you know, such a great time.
Yeah, Garland's a pal, too, and he's got a big heart, but he's also real smart about seeing talent.
Thank you.
You know, I know you guys have already thought about this, but how great would it be to see your dad's reaction to you doing him?
I know, yeah. I'm sure that would have been it would have been odd, but I think he would have been, you know, really proud of me. It's like at his 89th birthday, my mother said, why don't you get up and speak for a little while? And so I did, and then the next day, you know, I talked about my dad and what he was like to all of his friends, and he called me up and he goes, that was kind of funny, you know. So I knew that was a big compliment from him, because usually it's like, you're not as funny as me, you know. So I was really happy when he responded like that.
Mindy, that could not have been the first time that you impersonated your father.
No, I mean, like I said, it's weird. I have, you know, I can be very much like my mother, but I'm very similar to my father, you know, and even on stage, sometimes it's like, you know, we're very much alike. You know, I'm not trying to be him, but you know, I can make the same crazy faces and voice. You know, I've always... We're similar. Well, Bob Newhart just said his best friend.
Yeah, there you go.
We're similar. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
It is. Yeah. No, it was not. You know, it was not like an unbelievably new thing to do, but it was so crazy to be actually able to do it in makeup and hair and like as a real character. So that was fantastic for me.
And for being a teenager, normally she would do it, the rest of the teenagers would. You just do it behind his back.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
right.
Walking away.
Right.
Well, I love you guys, and I'm really proud of you too. And I know you're going to keep doing more stuff because, look, nothing but fun ahead. And again, Netflix right now.
Yeah. It's good.
That's right.
It's
Anne good. Frank episode. That's right.
It's the best.
It's
Mindy, I thoroughly
show.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's make sure people understand.
Yeah.
Click it. It's funny.
Yes.
So don't be frightened away by Anne Frank episode.
Do not be offended.
No. And again, it's like Mel Brooks. We're making fun of Hitler.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Great
love
talking to you.
So,
love you guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
Say hi to the boys. See you.
I will. Okay. Take care.
I can't believe they got two. Essentially grown sons. It's unbelievable. And Mindy, by the way, joking around, Mindy's hot. Hello.
Oh, Mindy is very hot. That's why when I saw her
photo, by the way, Don wasn't.